Welcome to Real Estate New. I'm your host, Scott Allison. Y'all got a treat coming, folks. I'm going to tell you right now, we got Pat Strong here, and you know there's a wealth of knowledge if you care anything about real estate. So stay tuned, and we're going to be right back afterward from our sponsors. Hey, Pat. Welcome. Hi. I got to welcome back. I get all excited when she gets on the show. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Pat, how are you doing?
I am so glad to be back in San Angelo. Man, what a storm last night.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, but I'm always glad to be here.
It is. We have a beautiful community. I'm so proud of our community.
It's just so much fun. I love West Texas. You know how that, I love that.
Well, what do you got in store for us today? What do you want to talk about today that will educate our listeners, and some viewers on Facebook.
Yeah. Yes. You know, I think that right now people are retiring earlier.
Yes.
And a lot of people are getting out of college and they're going like, what do I want to do with my life? And so I think that I'd like to talk a little bit, if we could, about getting into the real estate as a career for life. Ooh. Maybe their second life or their third life, but as a career. So what do you think? You want to talk about that?
Actually, ironic, this past weekend, my daughter was helping me clean up around the house. We're doing stuff. And she said, Dad, if you could have your dream job, what would it be? And I thought for a little bit. I said, I think it'd be just what I'm doing right now. I love what I do. I love helping people. I think I have my dream job. So I think this is a great topic.
I love it. I just got through writing a little course about, you know, what do you do with your life? And it's passion. And you have to have such a passion. And it's such a great thing to be able to help people sell their house or buy a home. So let's just talk about getting into real estate. Because, you know, I've been in real estate and a little bit less than you, but we've been in a long time. Since 1980 for me and what, 19?
No, I'm right behind you. I'm 82.
Right, 82, yeah. And so things have changed, and because of the Real Estate Commission, people really have to have a lot more education, which is wonderful.
Good, good thing.
It's a good thing, good thing. So if you're out there listening and you're thinking about a first career or a second or third career, might want to give Scott at Scott Allison Real Estate a call and talk about it. But we can just kind of talk about it. You have to have 180 hours. And so where are we going to get that from in San Angelo?
I actually graduated and I had a major in finance, a minor in real estate.
Right.
But even with that, I still had to take certain real estate courses.
Yes.
We don't want to start with that. The courses you have to take that are mandated.
Exactly.
Four courses.
And so there are, you know, you have to take those six courses. And now we have so many wonderful providers that are approved through the Real Estate Commission. And you can take them online. So people love to take them online. If you took them through the college, it would take you a long time.
Longer.
But that's the purpose. Yeah. Or some people have actually gone to San Antonio, and there's several schools there.
We've sent some real champions.
Yes.
Who we used.
Yeah. And there's the San Antonio Board of Realtors has a real estate
SABOR.
And so that would be a wonderful thing. And I think we need to maybe think about, why would I want to get into real estate? So
can we back up a little bit? And I know she said one
sure.
thing. And online, because we live in West Texas, is certainly an option for everyone.
Right.
And it's a fast way to do it. But the only thing I've noticed over the last 5 years, I'm going to say, pretty high failure rate on the test the first couple of times.
Hard
the
test.
First time. Well, because also, I don't know if you get as much online as you do by going to the classes and having other people participate and helping you, where online, I guess you can do it faster, and you can do it a lot faster. But even with the champions, I think they have a program. You can do it in, what, 2 or 3 weeks straight. It's straight through.
Yeah, and I think you have to know your personality.
Yes.
Because if you are an auditory person and you like to listen, and you could listen, but if you just have to read and you're not good at reading, you're not real visual, mm-hmm. you're going to have a harder time.
Yeah.
So sitting in the classroom, because as a classroom instructor, and we teach to all of the senses, and it makes it easier. And then you can talk to other people, ask questions, and sometimes it's just easier that way. Yeah.
Maybe it's generational too. I am still old school. I still like being in the classroom environment with a real person talking to me. I don't say a live person anymore.
No, you
that
don't
doesn't
say
make
a live
sense.
Person.
A real person, you know, you can touch, feel, and smell, and be able to ask questions. And then sometimes other people ask questions that you go, wow, I never even thought about that, which that can't happen online.
No, you can't. Know. There's nobody to turn to and go, what do you think about that? Because you're there by yourself.
Yeah.
But it certainly is an option for our people who live in outlying areas.
Yes.
To be able to get a real estate license and pretty quickly. I think when you look at small businesses, it's a great investment. As far as I'm concerned, in starting a small business, very affordable. And so I think we just wanted to let our listeners know, you might be out there thinking, you know, what am I going to do when I retire? Or what am I going to do when I get out of college? So wanted to kind of talk about that a little bit. Anything else that
Yes. Well, let's go from that. Step one, and Pat's right, you get your license.
Right.
Period. And you used to have to pick a broker first and then get your license.
That's exactly right.
You can actually now get your license, pass your test, and then select a broker, which is, we'll talk about that later. But I'm going to tell you this, and I heard it from, I'm borrowing this from, usually rip off and duplicate.
Right.
I'm borrowing this. When you get your license, you go, okay, I'm ready. No, you're not even close to ready.
No.
What they've done, they have taught you what to do to stay out of trouble. That's their job.
Basically.
That's what the Texas Real Estate Commission does. They want you to stay out of trouble and be good to the public, and that's a great, great thing. That has nothing to do with telling you how to sell real estate or helping you how to do the right things to sell real estate correctly. So you've got your test, you've got your doing, you're all happy, you're all fired up, and we go, okay, now you can start. And they go, what do you mean start? I just finished. No. That was kindergarten.
Yeah, that was the beginning.
Now we got to go to real school.
Right.
And that's where you, I think selecting a prime broker, a great firm.
Right.
And like you said, different personalities. We were fortunate in San Angelo to have some great, great brokerages.
We do have some great companies. And I think that was fun this morning at our sales meeting when we were talking about the Scott Allison value package. Because
yes.
I think when you're choosing a broker, just like when our listeners are choosing a realtor, they need to look and see what the broker has to offer. You know, who's going to train me? You just said the most important thing. Having been an instructor for years, people would come into the classroom and learn just the basics, like you said, and then they go out in the real world and they don't succeed. So they really need to know what's in a value package that a broker has to offer. It's not just about, you know, what are you going to give me for commission split, but what is it that you're going to do? Who's going to hold my hand? Who's going to teach me how to do all the things to help the consumers?
And I don't, to be honest, I don't know what everybody does. I know what I do. So I guess we can talk about what I do. Is that
right.
Okay?
Sure.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing I learned a long time ago. A little bit of a lot is a whole bunch. A whole lot of nothing is still nothing.
Exactly.
And think about that real hard when you're figuring stuff up. But let's say when you come to our office, what you're going to do. Depends on your experience, though. If you're experienced, you're probably going to have your own office right off the bat. You're going to have this. But let's say you're brand new and you just got your license.
Right.
We're going to set you down and we're going to work out an educational schedule for you. And I will say one thing, and Pat may kick me for saying this, but I'm going to make a promise to you. If you do what we show you how to do, and that's with Pat's help, my help, and I'm so fortunate with every agent in my office help,
right.
You can't fail. If you'll do it, you can't fail.
Right.
Now, just like the Nike deal, just do it.
Just do it.
That's why, and especially our younger people, to be honest, a lot of them fail because they don't do it. They just show up, and just showing up doesn't. Have you gone to any job you just showed up and they said, oh, okay, here's your paycheck, Ms. Strong?
Yeah.
That doesn't work that way.
No.
It doesn't work that way in real estate.
And I think I'll defend, because I'm the older generation. I think it's all generations. I mean, I used to could say to my assistant manager, I will bet you that this person is going to be the most successful, and 2 months later, they quit.
Yep, I've done
so
that.
So there's, you cannot tell a judge a book by its cover. So I think it's really important just to know that what you said was most important. If you're willing to work, you're going to be successful.
Yeah, and I'll say that there's certain people, and I think every job, if Pat, you said, Scott, here's your job, but you have to be in front of this computer for 12 hours a day and you can't get up and do anything, I couldn't do it. I would hate it. I would leave. I just wouldn't do it. I could probably do it. I just wouldn't want to do it.
Right.
So if you had, and we had one lady in our office, and she's not there, but she said, point blank, says, I really don't like people. Well, and what did you do? You told her, this is the wrong job.